Welcome to Let's Pop the Cork, a podcast that pops the cork on the current pop culture news, entertainment, music, and much more.
So pop the cork, pour yourself a glass of bubbly or your drink of choice, and enjoy. This is episode 12.
And we have some guests joining us today.
We have all of the Henny Badgers here.
Yes.
What's you want to introduce on, man? Yourselves?
That's Chris.
That's Sister. Yeah,
that's Sister Chris.
That's Sister Chris.
Sister Chris.
I guess for this episode, I'm Sister Hab.
And I'm Sister Gecko, apparently.
Well, why didn't we have that sound effect? Why don't we have that sound effect or not?
It's brand new, bro. Sorry, hey, you got the Hot Boys, bro. Come on. You got the Hot Boys.
You want that or Hot Boys?
Which one you want? The Twinkling Toes one?
You want the man.
He wants this one. So there are special guests this week, and we thought we'd start you guys off to see how much you guys actually know about pop culture.
Cool, bring it.
Do you guys think you know a lot?
I know nothing. I'll tell you right now, if this is a test, I got like a D or F coming my way right now.
This is easier than sports, is what I said.
You stay talking about Cardi B, though.
Listen, all I know is her song with, what's his name? Pretty Cool Man.
All you know is she was a stripper.
Was she?
What? Oh, come on. Like, you didn't know.
Well, I didn't know. I mean, what people did.
Goddamn culture vulture.
What?
Whoa, did you, like, stay up reading, like, Urban Dictionary or something? What's going on?
Culture vulture? What's that mean?
Culture vulture, that.
What's that mean?
I'm not. Everyone uses it.
Hey, hold on, guys. Hey, word of the day, culture vulture.
Oh, man.
All right. So how are we going to do this, though?
I'm going to read it, and I don't know.
So Sister's going to quiz you guys, and then you guys can answer.
Whoever answers
like,
first.
So who do I ask first? Like,
we'll just say Sister Gecko.
Gecko goes first.
Okay, Sister Gecko goes first.
Sister yes. Gecko.
Thanks.
Name all the Kardashian Jenner sisters.
There's Kylie. There's... There's the other one that starts with a K.
He can't help you.
There's Kylie. There's
just
Bruce?
The Jenners?
Bruce count now?
Wait. That's half a point.
I don't know which is the booing one. Sorry.
You said,
there's Kourtney.
You said the Kardashian Jenner sisters.
Yeah. Well, he did too. He did a Kardashian and he did a Jenner.
There you go. Boom. All right. Game over.
Sister Chris, do you know the other ones? There's three more.
The Jenners?
Kardashian Jenners.
Oh, I don't know. Go ahead.
Good thing you're not Sister Chris, huh?
Yeah.
Sister
yeah,
Chris?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Cool. I'm up to date with them. Isabel watches the show.
All right.
Oh, okay.
The Kardashian sisters,
babe.
He's cheating.
Oh, no, wait. She came across my path right now. Okay. So it's Kendall.
All right.
Uh huh.
I gotta keep going. I thought you just gotta name one.
As many
can
as you
name
can.
Any other? Yeah, as many as you can.
What's the big one? Chloe.
All right, he got
Chloe,
it.
And then of course, Kim K. Right
there, you go.
See,
I guard Kim K. And then the woman that went out with the white dude.
Yes,
I know. Damn, you
Sister
get
Gecko said it. Courtney.
Oh yeah, that one. Courtney. Yeah, that one. See, I knew Courtney. That one.
All right, now can I say him?
Yeah.
No.
All right.
No, Sister Hab gets the next question. What are Justin Bieber fans known as? What's their nickname?
Oh, man.
Oh, I know this one.
I know this one.
Oh.
Hab, don't know this one?
Come on. I don't.
Come on, man.
You used to like that song.
Come on. Come on, Hab, you have to leave.
Oh, no.
All right, hand it off. Who are you handing it off to?
Culture Vulture. Go to Chris.
That's you, Chris.
Oh, they're called Believers.
Oh, there you go.
I know this one.
All right, Sister Gecko. Who won the first American Idol?
Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
Oh.
Hey, I'll tell you why. My ex used to watch that while I was in Chico.
Mm-hmm.
Every Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever.
Yeah something
and
like
back
that.
Then, hey, she looked good, so.
Is that the one where Justin was number two?
Yeah. How did you know Justin?
There you go.
I remember that fro. That was
you thought he was hot, huh?
I was like, Justin, I should have won.
Sister Hab over here.
Sister Hab.
And a little bit.
Crushes.
I number second place.
You perv.
Wow. What the hell, man?
You're supposed to see their singing talents only.
Yeah, that's what it said.
All right, Culture Vulture.
All right.
I heard you a big J-Lo fan. How many times has she been engaged?
Ooh.
Come on, dog. We got to answer that. What? My heart. Every time I got to mention these.
Throw it a random number.
All right. She's been engaged to a bartender dude, back dancer dude.
He knows.
Ben Affleck. Of course, A-Rod now. 5 times.
No.
Yeah, he's right, though.
Is he?
5 times.
Engaged?
I thought she was engaged to Skeletor. Anthony.
Mark Anthony.
That's the second part. How many times has she been married?
Was it Skeletor?
It's not Skeletor.
It's Skeletor.
I like Mark Anthony.
I like Mark, too.
Mark Anthony's a good singer, bro. That's my boy.
But say he doesn't.
Encantante. Y'all seen that movie?
Hey, that's a good movie, yo. That's a good movie, bro.
That is a good movie.
But say he doesn't look like Skeletor.
No, I don't think so.
Lightweight.
He does, bro.
Okay, how many times married? Sister Hab, go.
Married? I'm going to say 3.
Yep, he's right.
Good guess, my man.
Oh, yeah.
We're ready to
the show.
Okay. All right.
Last question.
It just P. Diddy was a phony. That's why she left that phone.
I forgot about that. I forgot about P. Diddy.
He didn't give her a ring or nothing.
Yeah, no. Didn't get a ring? No.
He just made her almost catch a case with that.
He just gave her the D.
Yeah, she said she was trying to catch cases.
That's all he gave her.
The shoot happened was that they were at the club, and then the shooting happened, and he dished out and left at the club by
herself.
That's
what I heard.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
That's true.
Yeah.
After he bit her ass and all that.
Damn, Culture Vulture out here.
Culture Vulture.
I know. I'm surprised at his
knowledge. It's true. You said he was a J-Lo fan.
He is, yeah.
That's my girl.
So, question. Did you already go see Hustlers?
Just because Cardi is in it, I'm not going to watch it.
Oh. I kind of like that.
All right, last question. Which Spice Girl are you?
What? Gecko first. Sister Gecko.
Wait a second. Wait, why are you throwing this hot potato all of a sudden, man?
It's your turn, bro.
It's a rotation, bro. It's a rotation.
So which one am I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This tells us a lot about your personality.
Honestly, I'm probably Posh, man.
Wow.
Y'all heard. Was Beckham. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. That's just me, though. You know?
Damn.
Sister Hab.
Damn, Beckham.
Beckham. Big money Beckham over here.
Ben the Lad Beckham, baby.
Oh. All right. Whoa.
Can I get a
Oh my god.
Alright, so which ones are there? Baby, Ginger, Posh.
That one's taken.
I know, that one is taken. Sporty.
Dibs, baby.
You guys can do the same one.
Well, you know them all.
No, but there's one more.
Scary.
Sporty. Scary.
Scary. Mm-hmm.
What is she known for?
Scary?
Yeah.
She had eye herpes.
What? Damn.
And she had a baby with Eddie Murphy.
It was Eddie Murphy, yeah.
But she was the prettiest. She is She's the prettiest one.
Nah, posh.
No.
Posh?
No.
We talking face-wise? Yeah, it's posh.
Ginger, I thought, was the hottest one when I was...
When she looked young.
Yeah, the redhead? Ginger. Is that the redhead?
That's
the
redhead. Yeah.
Yeah, she's very hot.
We know which one you are.
I'm gonna say baby because I'm the shortest one in my friend group.
Aww, thank you.
Wow. No, give me the wah, 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 wah.
No, that was you.
No, that fits it. That fits it. All right.
So he wants to wear a baby doll.
Pigtails. Scary
Spice. Is her in pigtails?
That's his actual costume for Halloween.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Oh, damn.
All right, come on, Culture Vulture.
No, I said it, man. Ginger.
He's a redhead.
Ginger.
Man. Gingers have no souls.
What? Ginger, who has no soul?
Ginger.
Oh,
I
guess so.
I heard something else, man. I was about to hang up right now and go home.
Hey, what you hear, dog?
Don't worry about it, Culture Vulture. Next question.
Next question. Next topic.
So, I don't know. I mean, obviously, you guys have been watching the World Series. You guys are into sports. We're actually watching it right now.
Yep.
Did you guys see those two girls that got banned for life for flashing?
Oh, I saw that.
Oh, yeah.
Fill me in.
Wow.
All of a sudden.
I didn't know.
All of a sudden.
That's the topic, right?
That's very questionable.
Oh, my God. I haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it.
Okay.
What game was it? Sorry.
Gecko, what game was it?
It was game 3.
Wow, he knows. All right. I just know it's the World Series. It was two IG models.
Okay.
And they flashed and they got banned for life. They said it was to benefit breast cancer. And they said
they both flashed on ball 4.
What?
Are you for real?
Walk. No.
Oh, bro.
So they said it's a double standard because guys are always shirtless. Like, what do you think? Do you think they really?
I mean, I don't think that's a double standard, but
they
I don't know if they should have been banned for life either. I don't think they should have been banned for life.
Do you think more people are going to do it now? Because
that's the first time I heard that, so I don't
know.
Got
a lot of attention on IG now. They got a lot more followers. You think more people are going to be doing that now? They're just going to be flashing?
I think they'll try.
Need a views.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't think they deserve ban for life.
But you don't think it's a double standard.
You can't ban them. That's cool.
You can't ban them.
I don't know.
I mean... Listen, I get where you're going with this. I kind of see the other side of the coin where, I mean, baseball, the World Series, the game starts at 5 o'clock, right, in the afternoon. Kids are, they're still up. They're watching TV, right?
And I believe there's kids at the park, right?
Yeah, there's kids. And then, I mean, I believe the game 3 was on Sunday or Saturday. It's the weekend. Kids are watching. And I get that they're trying to curtail this type of activity, right? Like, if they don't put the ban hammer on these people, you know, these people got a lot of clout. And they're going to go ahead and keep having copycat flashers. I'm not complaining, but if you're trying to present yourself as a wholesome, family-friendly type of an event, like, you can't really have that in the background, right?
Yeah, I agree.
You guys, yeah?
But they stood up to cancer.
But I think it's mostly about pulling the TV ratings attention. You know what I mean? That's why they don't, like, when people go running on the field, they don't even put the camera on them because
they're
don't want
known
to give
do
them that.
That actually, like, they do it on roller coasters. They did it before Breast Cancer Month. I think that's just something they said.
But the thing is, for those who don't know, is the fact that they were behind home plate. They weren't in the stands. They weren't, like, scanning the bleachers.
What does that mean for people that don't?
For people who don't know.
What does behind home plate mean?
So, Mr. Sister, let me go ahead and explain this to you.
Explain that to me because I don't get that.
The majority of the game, the camera angle is behind the pitcher, okay? And the pitcher, throws the ball to the catcher. The catcher is over home plate.
Got it.
Okay. So then the people who sit behind home plate, they're actually shown many times on TV. Right?
Like right there.
Yeah. So you see all these guys, all those people are pretty much getting their face blasted all over national media.
Mm-hmm.
So these people were behind home plate when they were flashing. So it's not like the cameras were focusing on them and they took advantage of the opportunity. They're just background noise when they did it. Mm-hmm. Okay. They weren't even centered on camera.
Oh, okay. Okay. I see. Yeah, but that is the most popular spot right there. I mean, there's a guy named the Marlins man that pays for tickets for the most televised, highly rated games. And he always shows up there. So it's like it's prime time.
What do you think?
Well, to me, I just, you know, because I know where people are going with this too, that are doing that. And it's sometimes about desexualizing breasts. And you know how women have been trying to do that for a long time, just having people not look at their breast as something sexual. I mean, they probably were not doing it for that reason. Yeah,
they're IG models. They were trying to drive.
But there's going to be a lot of people behind them saying that. Then, you know,
yeah.
Why look at breast as something sexual if it's not the same for men?
Yeah, so we're going pecs.
Yeah. But if a guy pulls out his private parts.
Whoa, whoa. Hey.
I mean, well, all right. So it's not sexual no more. What's going on? You know?
No, but well, that's what they're saying, that their breasts are not private because, like, why can men show their nipples and women can't?
They even
have a slogan. So they even have a slogan. They call it Free the Nipple.
Free the Nipple.
Free the Nipple. Yeah, because, you know, a lot of women are getting behind this. Like, no, you know, it's like, it's a breast. It's not a private part, which I understand. A lot of people see it as a private part and equate it to a penis or a vagina. But then why not? You know, I get how they're saying men could be topless, then women should be able to do it as well. I see that point. But I also see how people still see it sexually. So they're going to try to deter this kind of
behavior. Yeah. You know? I mean, I get where you're coming from. And I mean, essentially, you know, if you want to look at, let's say, for example, like National Geographic, and they go into like the Amazon or Africa or whatever, mm-hmm. like the women are covered up from the waist down and that's it.
And the men aren't.
And the men. Whoa, wait a second. What are you watching? What are you watching?
What are you suggesting here?
A lot of people in the Geographic channel, a lot of men are out there like...
What? We can't see what you're doing with your hand.
I'm laughing at Chris. His sister Chris laughing because he knows what I'm talking about. He knows what I'm talking about. You see some people in, you know, those tribes and... They are all out, everything hanging, the men. They're not covered at all. And women are only covered from the waist down.
But then also, like, let's say, for example, in European cultures, like, women are topless more frequently, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you go to the beach and you do all that stuff.
Yeah, the beaches over there, people are just naked.
It's just a cultural difference.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And you're right about that. Because not even just more topless, but even in movies or things like that, they show... Stuff. They show, like, you know, out here, men usually can't see much of their privates, even in, like, softcore porn or shit like that, you know? Out there in Europe, like, in Europe, they're more free. They show both, a lot of, like, the men's and the women's private parts, you know? And as long as it's not engaging in any action, then it's considered... kind of like soft porn, but out here that would be considered like porn. Full on porn.
Except on Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
True.
But a lot of them were European.
Yeah.
A lot of the actors and actresses.
Yeah. I mean, even like, for example, I remember going to El Salvador during the summer when I was younger, and then like shows like on the E channel, whatever, that were censored here weren't censored in El Salvador.
Really?
I'm for real.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mexico's like the opposite. It's even more censored.
Oh, it's because we forget El Salvador is very European.
Oh, here we go. You want to go there?
Do you shave your armpits?
No.
European.
Do you take a shower every day?
European. I bathe.
I bathe.
I don't shave my legs either.
Oh, wait. We're going to ask them. Do you guys say popote or pajilla?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no. Here we go.
What do you say, Sister Chris?
It makes more sense when you say pajilla than you do popote.
Pajilla just reminds me of a paja.
Like, yeah. Like a straw?
No.
No.
I'm not saying it that way. No. Sister Chris knows how I'm saying it too.
Like oh, así.
Una paja.
Hey, but, no. Hey, but do you remember when we went to Mexico and Ana, she's Puerto Rican. And we asked her, like, what do you call popote, you know, straw? And she goes, and then we told her, you call it a pajilla. And she goes, oh, pajilla, where you come from? It's,
oh, it's, yeah.
It's like considered like
that's
a blowjob.
She said.
Yeah, right? Yeah. She said it was like a blowjob.
So what do they call it in Puerto Rico?
I don't know, but she's...
Puerto Rican's American, though.
Yeah, but they speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Un estro.
Un estro. Un estro.
Estro.
No. Wait, so you're talking accents.
Oh, no.
And also, remember we went to Mexico, and then I...
American.
Ada asked for pajilla, too, and then they just looked at her like, what?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, just step away, Ada, just step away.
Well, you know...
No, popote, por favor.
Yeah, for us, too, paja is hay in Mexico.
Yeah.
Straw.
So, straw. I mean.
Like a straw. Hey.
<It's> like, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what they're getting at.
All right, system.
So.
That makes sense.
All right, so you call it pajilla. We get it.
We want to know what you call it.
Yeah, what do you guys call it?
No, popote? Not them. The listeners.
Oh, yeah.
The listeners.
Yeah, you guys.
Yeah. You guys.
Hey, you.
You, yeah, you guys. That's it.
Hey, you there.
Hey, you there. Popote or pajilla.
Yeah. Everyone listening, go ahead and tell us at Henny Badgers on the RG channel.
That's how you
the wrong. Wrong podcast.
You know what they're trying to do? Steal our listeners.
I know. Do you guys talk about Cheese Man on your podcast?
All the time.
Sports Cheese Man, there's Fantasy Football Cheese Man.
Fantasy Football Cheese Man.
I heard y'all
all
got drama.
All the time. Yeah. There is drama.
And the trade deadline is tight.
Oh, there was a lot of Cheese Man going on in Fantasy Football. There still is. There's a lot of people holding grudges out there. I won't say who, men, but.
Dang.
Yeah,
you guys
drama.
Are.
But tune in to our show for that drama.
On that serious note.
Yeah.
Well, moving on to a little more drama. Have you guys heard Kanye West's new album, Jesus is King? Have you guys heard it?
Out yeah. Europe?
You know, he's like becoming a new person and whatnot. And recently he made some comments saying that he is becoming Christian and prohibiting his daughter from wearing makeup and crop tops.
Like ever?
Well, I guess at least until she's 18, or at least until, you know, she's older.
I respect that.
But let's start with the album. Like, what did you guys think about it, honestly?
We listened to it today when we were driving home.
It literally took 30 minutes.
I picked her up from work, South San Francisco, and it was finished by the time I got to 92.
2 minute track?
It was a short album.
It's a short album, yeah. Well, but what do you think?
But I thought I didn't dislike it. I liked it.
Is it gospel? Is it really gospel?
It's a little gospel. It's not my flavor, but I ain't mad at it. I respect it.
Yeah. Was he still in Paris?
that guy was not in Paris. Right, Chris? That guy was not in Paris.
Yeah, nah, he's far from Paris. Far from Paris.
What do you think, Chris? Do you like the album?
Personally, no, I don't like it. The only fact is, like, I do get the fact that he's transforming into this new person and he's trying to push Christianity, but there's a lot more that he's doing with this album that goes into politics, and that also, you know, he also goes off and just pushing a political envelope. And also, at the same time, if you're going to make a gospel album, or somewhat of a gospel album, I just think is you pushing the word of Christ or of God, it's cool and all, but the fact is you got to give, if you call yourself an artist, you have to push it beyond what, why you don't, like, when people say God is good, you got to push it past just saying God is good. Why is God good? And give examples as an artist and going to depth of some of the things that you believe in your religion and in Christianity. That's my opinion.
Okay. Wow, that's very
wow. Insightful. So something like more personal to him instead of just stating...
Like you could combine both, right?
Or delivering, like personal experience, delivering more of a message,
yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
See, I mean...
Exactly.
I think...
Because his album, because his fan base is not... They're not all Christians. You know, he has all types of... Types of fans that will believe and have different beliefs and whatnot. But, you know, if you have an atheist as a fan and you want to push the envelope of gospel and Christianity, then make that give and, you know, go into depth as an artist to try and make that person believe into your beliefs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I see it as.
Okay, cool.
I mean, I think I'm probably in the minority when I say this, but I think I mentioned a little bit earlier as well that the more I listen to it, the more I actually like it. It still has that classic Kanye sound to it, right? Like that production, his flow pattern, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's still the same. It's still Kanye. What the only difference is the message that he's preaching, you know, quote unquote. Or, you know, the context of what he's rapping about. Mm-hmm. And then I think that is what's off-putting to some of his classic fans. You know, they want to hear, you know, 808. They want to hear College Dropout. Mm-hmm. They want to hear all that stuff. The sound, you know, it's newer Kanye, but it's just what he's saying and what he's rapping about it's different. And not everybody's going to like that. You know, like Chris was saying, it's not everybody's cup of tea. You know, I like it. I listen to it. I like the production of it. I like his beats. I like
the beats are clean, and the Pusha T track is cool.
Oh yeah, with Kenny G.
Yeah, with Kenny G. Yeah. And Kenny G brought it hard, bro.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, that was my favorite part of that song.
But we're complaining. Eric and I were complaining that beat.
There's a beat in that song.
The beginning.
That sounds like a car door open.
It sounds like you left your key in your ignition.
Yeah,
and the car door open.
Beep, 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 beep. Yeah. Beep. That was like the only whole thing, song. Then, yeah. Yeah. But I like Kenny G solo.
No, it's good. I mean, it's not theologically deep, you know, like Chris was saying, right? It's not going to go ahead and he's not Billy Graham on the mic. But at the same time, I do feel that he does share some of the experience that he does have. He does share some of the beliefs that he does have. And truthfully, I think what he's doing is quite courageous. It's brave of him to do so. There's not a lot of artists out there who will go ahead and come out and defend or put out a brand new album, you know, with their faith in it.
You don't think it sounds kind of incomplete, though? Like somebody said it was like a 2,000-word page paper that was due and he turned in 500 words and it was late, but it's okay. Like that's how they described it. Like, and it kind of feels like that too. It's 27 minutes.
It's a short album.
It's 27 minutes. Like, you don't think it was
that
kinda...
is pretty short.
Yeah, it's short.
And he has sermons these days, right? He has sermons on Sundays that he hosts.
Yeah. He has his own. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is it his own type? Is it his own church or is
yeah,
he
it
just
is his own church establishment?
His own, like, mm-hmm. It's like traveling church, right?
Yeah.
Okay. He did it at Coachella.
Yeah, playing, cool, yeah, he goes coast to coast with his shirt.
Yeah.
Playing to his, a new audience, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, another...
The Chicken Filet track. Oh.
yeah, we're talking about it earlier, too.
I mean, he also said he didn't care if he was canceled by anybody because he really doesn't care anymore.
Yeah.
You know, which is something interesting.
Yeah, I guess that is courageous, you know? Like, you don't really care. You're just putting out what you like.
Yeah. I mean, he's making
money.
I mean,
that's the...
Honestly, though, at this point, this past two albums, who's really cared of Kanye, you know? I mean, we all always look forward to what he's putting out, But at the end of the day, he's falling. He's been falling short, and people are just like, all right, Kanye's losing it, and Kanye's this, and
but
pretty much, I mean,
that's the true mark of an artist, Kanye, right?
But I can see where he's Kanye, trying to be, he's trying to be edgy, though, in a way.
Well.
And I mean, and courageous, like Gekko said.
No, I mean, but he's an artist. Also trying to be. He's going to put out what he feels is his work, right? He says, yeah. This is my work. I don't care what y'all think.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, but at the same time, yeah,
that's
though.
What a lot of, that's what a lot of artists do, though.
Yeah,
they put out their work and what they feel.
No, there's a lot of people out there who,
I mean, not everybody,
who appease to the masses, man.
Yeah. But if they like it,
come on, bro. You
but if they
you
like it and enjoy doing it.
We're not talking about Lil Xan and Lil Peep and Lil this and that.
I'm talking about Lil Chris.
Oh.
Right there.
You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, we're not talking about those guys who just are following the trend. He's not one of those guys. He's a...
You expected more of him, like, as an artist, because Kanye, you know, is considered, like, a great artist, right? At least,
and he considered himself the best artist ever,
true.
And whatnot to roam this earth.
But at the same time, too, I understand what Chris is saying from the part of, you know, everybody's been talking about his mental health for a long time, and a lot of the statements that he's been, you know, saying for the past couple of years, like for example, like that slavery was a choice. So I think people think that he's losing it. So when he's doing something like this, which I could see your point of being courageous and brave and, you know, just doing whatever he wants to do. But all these other comments kind of make people not take it seriously.
Right.
So that's, I think, where you know, if he would have released this without all the all his other comments, then people would have probably seen it differently.
Have you heard it?
No, I have not.
That's what's your favorite track on it?
Mine? I forgot the name of it.
I think it was Follow God. I think.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. It was. I like the beat. I like the way he flowed. I like what he talked about.
What about you, Giggle?
I like the, what's it called? The Take This Gospel.
Okay.
That's the one that was the beat. You know, the one with Kenny G on it.
Yeah.
That was
the one I liked too.
I
liked it too.
That one's really good, man.
And I actually like Sella too.
I gotta listen to it more. I've only listened to it.
What about you, Chris? What's your favorite on there?
I roll with the Follow God beat. The beat's sick.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
On that one.
All right.
So now to the second part of that question, what do you guys think about like the or him prohibiting his daughter from wearing the makeup and the crop tops and that kind of stuff?
Especially with the family she comes from. Well,
that's kind of where I want to see their point, because I also want to, you know, later have them consider the family that
how they made their money, how
he married into, mm-hmm. you know, and whether it's gonna also pertain to Kim, because at one point he did want her to cover up more.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say right now.
You know, so
he took that one out of my mouth too, though.
Yeah, so. What are you guys' thoughts?
It's a personal choice. He's trying. I think he's trying to keep his kids out of that type of light and drama.
Do you think it's possible with the Kardashians?
I don't know if it's possible, but I think he's trying to be a good dad. Mm-hmm. He's trying to be a good husband, telling Kim to, I guess, cover up, even though that's the way she makes her money, and that pisses her off too, I think. But it's nothing wrong with it. I mean, you can try to keep them out of that light and keep them decent like that. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. I mean, as being a Christian as well, though, right? You always want to be really conservative with your family words or whatnot, right?
I mean, speaking as a new father here, right? I have a little girl. I have
you
a daughter.
Speak to this. He's the only dad here.
He's like, can you guys let me talk?
Yeah, I mean, as a father to a baby girl who's not going to date until she's 30. It's 35. After she completes her double doctorate.
Yeah.
I understand where he's coming from, because mm-hmm. I've had the same conversation with my wife, and I tell her, I was like, well, I'm not going to allow, or I wouldn't like my daughter to walk out in certain clothes when the time comes. And then she says, my wife literally says, if she uses her own money to buy her clothes, I can't tell her anything.
Mm-hmm. And at what age, though? Well, like, any age?
Well, obviously, when she's working, I'm guessing about 16, 17. Okay. You know? I felt like you. I was kind of like, I don't care. Like, if it's use your own money, I'll throw your clothes in the fireplace. You know? Like,
Because we've been high school, middle school, and there's been girls that have worn some risky stuff, risque stuff.
Risque. You know? Yeah, please,
add the accent. Risque, you know? And you're just like, you know?
Risque.
But again, don't you think that starts from your upbringing? I mean, look at your wife, look at your wife. They're very different people than Kim Kardashian.
No, I understand that. And I understand that your core values start at home, right? But and as all of us here and, you know, Chris on the phone can attest to is that you also get influence from your friends from school.
Correct.
You know, we're also growing up in a different age. We didn't have social media growing up, right?
Correct.
We didn't have Facebook. We didn't have IG or Twitter or any of that stuff. You know, we don't, our models or, you know, our role models weren't the Kardashians. You know, they weren't the people who are more risque, as Hab would say. I understand that it is a different time that we live in, right? So I believe the core values do start at home, but who they hang around with, you know, what I could raise my daughter to be the best person that she could be or have the best values that I try to instill in her. But her best friends raised differently. Mm-hmm. You know, there are some influence in I guess you could say that battle there.
Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is if you had a wife, a Kim Kardashian as a wife, do you think you could raise this kid with those values?
Or is it a losing battle?
You know, because how are you going to tell you can tell your daughters or sons what, you know, to how to behave and how to have self-respect and all that stuff. But how can you tell them that if your wife, who's also helping you raise this kid, is doing the total opposite and the family as well?
We've all heard the phrase before, you know, do as I say, not as I do. Mm-hmm. Right. And I've heard that with uncles who would drink beers or smoke cigarettes and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And they would see me looking at them and they'd be like, you can't do this. You shouldn't be smoking. You shouldn't be drinking, you know, and they say, do what I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
Right?
So that's what you, that's a good,
my cousin always used to tell me, I had cousins that used to smoke weed, you know, it was legal back then. And then he used to tell me, he used to smoke my face. And he used to say, if I ever catch you smoking this, I'm going to break your fingers. And that scared the crap out of me. So I didn't smoke.
It worked.
So there's different approaches to
it. At the same time, isn't that what makes some people curious in doing it?
It depends on the person. You know? It depends on the person.
Like when you say, you know, when you're at a super high building or whatnot, and they tell you don't look down. The hell are you gonna do? Look down.
I look up.
I look up. Yeah, no, it's tough, but you know, like in my opinion, I hope they can accomplish what they're trying to accomplish, but I do, unfortunately, I do not see them together for very long. Continues this.
Because it's a conflict. Like, you need to be aligned in the same values, or else it just doesn't work out.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be conflict constantly, you know, because, I mean, it's polarizing ideas, polarizing everything. So, you know, if everything continues the same way, I don't think it's going to... continue. They're going to continue together for very long.
Yeah.
That's also what I see. You know?
I feel you.
Yeah. I mean, I wish him the best. You know, I'm not going to sit here and judge him for how he decides what he feels is best for his daughter.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Just like I wouldn't be happy if somebody were like, hey, you know what? Like you're raising your daughter wrong, doing this and doing that. And I mean, frankly, like we get a little sensitive when people tell us like, oh, you know, you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't feed this. Yeah. You, when you're pregnant, you shouldn't eat that or whatever.
Yeah. You know, parent feels like that. Every because I hear them, saying and that, I get sensitive when you tell me about my kid.
And at the same time, I understand that, like, you know, some of these people are trying to help.
They mean well.
They're trying to give us advice, right? Yeah. But as first-time parents. But at the same time, we're kind of like, hey, you know what? We're kind of doing it our way.
Exactly.
Right? So if that's what Kanye feels is his way, I'm not going to sit here and criticize him and be like, yeah, you're dumb. You shouldn't tell your daughter that.
Yeah, definitely not that he's dumb. You know, to me, it's just interesting that they both... Because they're very different, what he's trying to be and what Kim Kardashian is. So just.
But I will say this, if they do separate, I feel like they'll be more susceptible to that life.
The kids?
Yep.
Ooh. Oh, the kids?
Yep.
Oh, because you feel like they'll because be more I think
the Kardashian family is going to pull them in and then it's over.
Well, you know, Kris Jenner also has a lot of. A lot of pool with her kids.
Oh yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like they're
she
just,
runs that family.
Yeah, they're ATMs.
That shit's a virus, bro.
Yeah, she is. Hey, I agree with you. Hey,
and
hey,
then
that family, the Kardashians, a virus.
And then again, like
it's
you
crazy.
Said, it's money. Money's involved.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Like, look what happened. What was it, Kylie? Right, the one that was with
she's
Travis
a billionaire.
Scott? Yeah, but look at what they did to her. She looks nothing like what she did. Bruce, as a kid.
Look what they did to Bruce.
He did that to himself. I mean, that's himself. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
He's being his true self.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah, I mean,
I think that was a choice, bro. I don't think. Yeah.
She's Caitlyn now.
Yeah, all right, Caitlyn. But he made the transformation.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's what I meant.
She made the transformation.
I can't be right.
Sister Caitlyn, mate. The transformation.
Yeah. Agreed.
Thank you very much, Sister Mister.
Sister Mister, Mr. Fab. All right.
Well, that was interesting. Moving on to our next topic. Do you guys know who Iggy Azalea is?
Yeah.
Wait. Kris sounded way too excited for that.
What?
Maybe he really likes her music.
Yeah.
He's like, Iggy Azalea, in his head it went.
So Iggy, I don't know if you guys know this, but she used to work with T.I. He used to, I think he used to represent her.
Yeah.
And they split ways, you know, after her first album. And now recently T.I. has been talking about how Iggy... switched up once she found out that white people liked her because she's white. So I guess that's what he's saying. Once she found out that she didn't need black people, then her whole demeanor changed. Her she switched up on him or on the decisions she was making and just everything like that.
Like her personality changed?
Yeah, well, personality, decisions, people she was you know, making deals with and stuff like that. And I know you like Iggy, sister.
I like Iggy. She has some bops, you know?
Yeah. Do you think she still has bops now?
I like Sally Walker.
So, because also T.I. said that all her music is whack now because she does not have writers. So meaning she doesn't write her own music.
But okay.
I mean, who
does though?
Nikki does.
Well, after that,
do you really believe that though?
I do.
What freestyle?
Okay, do you guys believe Nikki writes her own songs?
No.
No.
You don't think Nicki Minaj writes her own songs?
She a puppet.
Come on now.
No. What is Kris going to say?
This Muppet life. Wait, you know, you seen that Kermit?
Wait, what is Kris going to say?
Nah, dog. Y'all can't say Nicki doesn't write her own stuff.
Oh.
Do you think Jay-Z writes his own songs?
Yeah.
So why can't he write his own songs and Nicki can't? What's the difference?
Yeah, good question. Answer that one, Hab.
Do you think Nas writes his own songs?
I don't think Drake writes his own songs.
So you're comparing Drake to Nicki.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you're also comparing Nas and Jay-Z's to Nicki, right?
I know, to Nicki.
Right, true.
Nicki is one of the best female rappers.
But Nas and Jay-Z are some of the best rappers like
of all time.
And you have a point. And they've actually acknowledged that Nicki is one of the greatest rappers as well.
Who acknowledged?
Jay-Z.
Not me.
Nas.
Not me.
No.
How about your Kris, who did
not,
you say?
Not Gekko.
Some
not
of Gekko. The exactly. Some of the greatest rappers.
You never heard me.
Gecko about to drop some hot fire.
If y'all want to hear me rap, you gotta tune in next time to the Henny Badgers next episode.
Boy, all you're gonna rap is your lunch for tomorrow.
Hey, leave my dog alone. What you doing? Leave Sister Gecko alone.
Yeah, leave her alone. Bro, you're such a bully, Mr. Sister.
That's a rapper name too, Mr. Yeah. Sister.
Sister Half, tú también. Go rap your lonche.
I am, bro.
Fine. I'll go rap my long hat, bro. I don't know my lonche.
But no, I mean, yeah, like, what is the difference? Why? I know, like, for example, Cardi B does not write her own songs.
That's a fact.
That's cool. Yeah. She sounds cooler.
Why do you think that? She does have great producers.
I don't consider her a great rapper, but I like her music.
That's true. I like her music.
Same thing with Iggy. She's not a great rapper. She doesn't write her own stuff, but I like her music. It's catchy. Like,
and there's a lot of people that are fabricated.
I consider her more pop. Like, honestly, I don't consider her a rapper.
Yeah. And she actually admitted that a lot of the writers that she has working with her lean towards pop.
Yeah. Maybe that's why T.I. is making the point that she's moved more towards pop. But then she also got a lot of hate when she was trying to be a rapper. You know?
For Iggy?
Yeah. Yeah, she would get hated. For trying to appropriate cultures and stuff, so.
Well, I don't know if you guys know, but before she became a rapper, she was actually a pop artist. She has, like, pop music. Very pop, and she does not talk the way she talks now. You know, so that's, like, a whole persona that she made after that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I guess you're assuming that, but couldn't you also assume that this is who she really is, and the persona that she had before in the pop artist was just code switching and just her trying to appeal to her demographics at that time?
I mean, it could, yeah, but people growing up with her, like, they've never, if there's something in you that you're hiding, people get glimpses of it at some point. And it's like nobody really saw that until she moved to the States and wanted a rapping career. You know, and that's just my opinion, that if she was really a rapper or wanted to be, you know, that was her persona, people would have seen that growing up. Oh,
sometimes artists want a fresh start. It reminds me of, like, Christina Aguilera when she was, like, competing with Britney Spears. It's just what I remember.
Oh, she went the dirty
She was, like, way. Yeah. And then all of a sudden she comes back and she was, dirty, you know? She's all in mud. But it's like, you want a new image, you know?
Genie in the Bottle.
Yeah.
She made Genie in the Bottle.
I like Genie in the Bottle better than that high school one that Britney did. What was it called? Oh, Baby Baby?
Oh, that's controversial. How dare you?
I don't know. At the time, that was hot.
Yeah. Baby Baby One More Time? You think that was better?
I thought Genie in the Bottle was better.
Wow. Genie in a Bottle was good, but Britney's
better. Sorry,
Britney is, like, it's all Britney. Around. Well, who do you guys like better, Gecko, Sister Gecko, Britney or Christina?
I mean, if we're looking at the career in regards to longevity, I think Britney has a better career.
Yeah,
right. I think natural talent.
And she had hella speed bumps hit her on the way.
That's true. She
went through a lot of shit. Yeah. And
she got beat up a lot.
But at the same time, I feel like
by the media.
By the media.
Literally.
No.
But I mean, talent wise, I think Christina has a better voice.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Definitely.
That's
and I saw that from the beginning. I was like, she it.
Oh, that's what you noticed, her talent?
Yeah.
Her voice?
Yeah.
That's Shakira.
That's Shakira. I was going to say that's Cher.
Wow.
Do you believe in love after life? Again, bro.
Yeah, please don't, bro.
you definitely don't have Ratchet Bell's talent.
No, I don't.
Damn.
Wow. Who do you prefer, Sister Chris?
Oh, it's like, you already know.
I don't know. Eminem did this, both of them. No.
He's Team Eminem. That's what he just said right now.
I think I would have taken Britney, though.
Brittany.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She played with a lot of arts.
Wait, do you mind if I ask Sister Chris a question?
Hey, no, go for it.
And she did it again. Huh?
Oh, hey, oops. Hey, hey, oops, what?
And I oops, what?
She did it again.
She said oops, and then she did it again. Hey.
So Gecko wants to ask you a question, Sister Chris.
Hey, Chris, let me ask you a question. Were you team NSYNC or team Backstreet Boys?
Oh.
Backstreet Boys. That's not even a question.
Thank you.
Backstreet Boys.
Thank you.
Yeah, me too. Backstreet
Thank
Boys.
You.
You guys were Backstreet Boys?
Backstreet Boys, yeah.
Sister Hab, you too?
Yeah, Backstreet Boys.
Don't tell me you were NSYNC.
I was NSYNC.
I'm going to plug your mic right now.
No, I really was. Wow. Backstreet Boys.
Why?
Their music was better.
Get out.
Oh. Wow.
Out of this house right now.
Oscar was.
I'm getting kicked out of my own house, apparently.
I live here now. Get out of here.
Mr. Sister was Old Town. Remember Old Town?
Oh, no. Sister Hab was Old Town.
I was Old Town.
Sister Hab was 98 degrees.
Oh, yeah, 98 degrees. I'll give you that. I had the hair doing everything.
Sister Hab was 98 degrees with the little shell necklaces and
trying to emulate them and stuff, trying to dress like them. trying to do his hair like Nick Lachey.
Didn't he even have frosted tips?
No.
Oh, that was Snoop. No, that was Snoop.
Was it
did
Snoop?
He really?
No. Yeah, he did.
He had like some highlights or something.
But check out the Pop the Cork Instagram. Sister is going to upload a picture of Hab. Is it 98 degrees A's?
No.
In the white tank top. Check it out, guys. Give them a like and let them know what you think of Hab's picture.
That's fake news. Fake news.
We'll put it up there. Sister, you have the pictures?
Oh, yeah.
She's getting the desk there right now.
I've been trying to get my hands on that picture for so long. You have no idea. It's been about like 14 years.
I'm trying to get a hold of this picture.
I'm gonna go home and burn it right now.
Let me know.
But anyways, go ahead and you give these guys, 50 follows. Erica's gonna go ahead and upload that picture.
We'll upload it. We'll upload it with 10 follows. We don't gotta get that much. All right, so moving on. Do you guys know who Brooklyn Beckham is?
No.
So that's one of
that's David Beckham's son.
Their son, Victoria, and David's son. So he's dating a girl named Phoebe Torrance, and she is a Victoria Beckham lookalike and former impersonator.
That's creepy.
She looks just like
that's
her.
That's so creepy.
I wanted to ask you guys what you guys thought about that. Would you date someone that like
looked exactly
like your mom?
No.
No. Next topic. Next topic.
I see your peers, bro. Yeah.
I love you, mama, but no.
Unless next. You're European or
hillbilly. Next topic. Yeah.
Thank you, next.
Get out of here.
Okay, Ariana.
That's cool,
that's the point.
Hey, Sister Hab's an Arianator.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey.
What?
Arianator.
What does that mean?
That's a Ariana fan.
She can sing.
Yeah.
Oh, Arian. I was about to say, is there a cure for that? Like, what is
go see the doctor, man. Go get that checked out.
Yeah. Go get that checked out, bro. I go to Kaiser or something, man.
You want to go see her? You want to go see her at the Chase Center?
I didn't have to say all that. She sings good.
I was excited. I thought you were going to go with me.
Are you going
to
go?
No, I want to. The tickets are pricey. They're like $180.
She's very expensive to see.
Okay. Mm. All right. Name one artist you guys would love to see dead or alive.
That are alive?
Dead or alive that you would still like to see.
Like in concert?
Yeah, in concert.
No matter what. No matter the
cost. No matter who it is.
Sister Chris said...
Tupac.
Mm. I have a regret of not seeing Amy Winehouse.
Okay, that's one right
there. When she was at her, like, when she could sing really well. Because towards the end, she was kind of...
I would have seen her at any... Even at
towards
the end.
Yeah, that's true. Even when she was...
Yeah, because we actually had tickets to go see her.
Toothless?
towards the end. Toothless, I don't care. Shoeless.
Toothless.
I didn't care.
She could R.I.P. Amy.
She could still sing.
That was crazy. That was crazy. I'm surprised you didn't whistle when everything was pretty nice.
Oh, me? I'm next? I always thought watching Freddie Mercury would be tight from Queen. Because he had some vocals. And he had great songs, too. Great songs.
Gosh, I don't know, man. I'm not a big concert goer.
I'm not either.
Yeah.
But yeah, rapper. Let's say a rapper.
No. I'll tell you what. You give me 2 tickets to J-Lo, because that would make my wife happy.
All right.
And, you know, happy.
Shout out
to my wife. Happy wife, happy life, baby. But, hey, no. It's 2019, though, right? Happy spouse, happy house.
Happy house.
There you go.
Happy wow, guy. Yeah.
Chris is going to be like, can I get the ticket?
Get
Chris too, bro.
You got to be the spouse.
Denied.
You ain't
trying
to get 3 tickets,
bro? Nah, there's 2. How you the third wheel of my date, bro, with my wife?
What he's trying to say is if he could be a sister wife.
Oh. You want to be a sister wife, Chris?
To J-Lo.
He's like, it's a double date.
It's a double date.
It's a double date. You, your wife, me, and J-Lo.
Culture vulture.
Culture vulture.
My girl's there to perform, dog.
Hey, your girl's going to kick your ass when she hears this podcast, bro. All
right, Mr. Sister.
Mr. Sister.
Who would you like to see?
I think I would have liked to see Michael Jackson.
Oh.
Yeah. I would have liked to see him.
That's a good
him.
Pick.
So.
Childhood.
Good pick.
Is that a good pick? Hey, no Biggie? Notorious B.I.G.? Chris?
No, his one whole album?
Oh.
It's going to be a quick concert.
Oh, we're losing signal, guys. All right. I was just curious.
Nah, that's fucked up. Sorry, Biggie, dog. I didn't mean to be like that, dog. But yeah, you would have been cool to watch, you know. Him and Tupac, their concerts would have been kind of scary, though. Yeah. You got to go in there with, you know, with some 4-5s and some 4-4s.
The 4-4.
You got to be prepared.
Yep.
Come on, man. It's Brooklyn in the house.
I know you visited his house, didn't you? Something like that?
No, I didn't.
No, so. Chris did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, his apartment when he said that. That was pretty dope.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool. So to finish it off, we usually go into a story of some sort.
Like what the fuck story?
Like WTF story. But in this case, we think it's going to be fun to hear your best drunk story.
Worst, best drunk story.
So
take a second. Think about your drunk story. If you already have it, jump in.
Damn.
I always have a...
Yeah. Chris is like, last week. You know?
You want to take it, Chris? Are you...
I'm thinking.
All right, I got one.
How about the AT&T Park one, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
You know what? I'll tell you. Go ahead. I'm out for you.
Okay. All right, so one night I went to go to a boxing match at SAP Center in San Jose, and I didn't eat at all, I think, that day. And we were watching the boxing match, had a couple beers. We left walking, and it's quite a walk to go back to the parking lot, and it's, I think, in that area. So as we were walking back, my coworker knew one of the bouncers at the vault. It used to be the vault. I don't even know if it's still open these days. But he knew the bouncer, and he was talking to him, and he's like, "Hey, you want to get inside?" I was like, "Oh, I've never been inside the vault. I always seen the vault from the outside with that moving big light. I forgot what they call it, but so we went inside and we had some drinks, and I was acting all tough, and I started asking for double whiskey shots.
And you were young, right?
I was like... So I started off with one double whiskey shot, and I chugged it in front of him. I was well, like, ah.
You're supposed to. It's a shot.
What?
But how do you not cover shots?
Wait a second. Like, no, it was a big glasses, bro. That was 20.
I was 20, bro.
The
shot. Get out of here, bro.
It was whiskey. You're supposed to sip that, bro.
Yeah, you can sip whiskey.
Yeah, but then you don't give it to me in a shot glass.
No, it gave it to me in ice. You know, you're supposed to sip like that.
He thought you were going to be classy sip on it.
It wasn't like the shot glasses.
Okay,
it was
okay,
like
okay.
those glasses that they give with ice. So then I chugged that. You're supposed to sip on it. So then I drank and we're just chilling, and then all of a sudden he goes, I'm gonna get another drink. So then I order another double shot or another double drink with ice.
You made it a shot.
Yeah, I made it a shot. Yeah. So then I chugged that right away, and then for some reason I was feeling like pumped, and I ordered a double shot like almost like 10 minutes after.
Oh my god.
Oh damn.
And 10 minutes after that I was blacking out. I blacked out. I was like, I'll be back. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I was all bad. So I walked to the bathroom, and almost right away, I start yakking in the stall. And I'm there for like, I don't even know how long. And I was just yakking, and people were trying to get into the stall, go to the bathroom, blah, blah. So then I close the door, and I lock it. And then people start banging. I was there for a long time. So then I guess people got pissed off and they went to go tell the bouncer. What, did I forget a part of the story?
Didn't you black out? Didn't you pass out in the stall?
I know. That's what I'm getting to. Okay, all right. So then they go tell the bouncer.
You're finding inconsistencies.
No. They go tell the bouncer because they're pissed off because I wouldn't open the stall. So then I pass out. The bouncer comes. And he sees my feet sticking out from the bottom of the stall, and he drags me out, dragging my whole body all over the bathroom ground.
So your face,
my face,
your face has got smushed and dragged. Yeah,
so you know, whatever bit of dignity was on that ground, was left.
Yeah.
Hopefully his pants were up too.
Come out, chico, camaito. So they drag me, they pick me up, and they drag me, I don't know where, to some room where nobody's at. And I'm just passed out. And somewhere along the way, I lost my work cell phone and I think my wallet. And so they keep the they, yeah,
and
yeah.
Your dignity.
And but that was long gone. So they keep me in that room until like the party's almost over. It's probably like 1:30 a.m. They take me outside to the back parking lot, and they just throw me on the pavement in the parking lot, and they just leave me there, and they don't know what to do with me, and my coworker's got somewhere. I don't know what the hell he's doing. And these guys are trying to wake me up to get up, and they bring ice pitchers of water.
Wow.
Yeah. And they're trying to get me up, and they just throw it on my face, and I'm just like drowning, and I'm like, it's like, get up. You got to get up.
Yeah, you're getting waterboarded.
I was getting waterboarded. They're like, you got to get up or you're going to jail. You got up, we're going to the cops. You're going to jail. I was like, I'm trying. So then they get another pitcher of ice water and they dump it on my face, and I'm just like trying to do a push-up as hard as I can. I couldn't. And I got so lucky. My coworker found me, and he picked me up, and he threw me in the truck, and he took me home. Got 2 hours of sleep and went to work.
Wow, you still went to work.
Like a champ. Like a champ.
Wow. Wait, but could you do that now?
Oh, hell no. I'd be dead. I would have drowned in that pitcher of water.
My man spent 10 minutes telling a story just to brag at the end.
Seriously. You sound like a champ, fool.
And I still want to work.
Good one, Oscar.
Yeah. It sucked, though.
Okay, who wants to go next?
Go ahead, Sister Chris.
Oh, man. I kind of want to tell the Cherry Festival one, too, but I'll...
That's alternate.
I'll speak to the AT&T one. go catch a Giants game. A baseball game. Too bad, you know. We'll get pretty fucked up at a baseball game. Some of us do. But, so we go to On the way to the game, we stopped by the 21st Amendment. You know, we started drinking a couple beers there. And one of my boys that we go with, he had a water bottle full of tequila. I don't know what tequila was, but he said he had tequila. So me and him started taking gulps at the water bottle. And this is when I was on this, like, tofu diet. So I had no grease in me.
You were vegan or something, right?
Veggie.
Yeah, it was tough. It was eating burgers, vegan burgers and stuff like that. But that's beside the point. The point is, shouldn't have been drinking tequila. So I'm feeling real good leaving 21st Amendment. I feel pumped up. I'm good. I'm pretty drunk. So we get to the hot dog people in front of the ballpark. And the dude was selling Modelos. Like, oh, bro, I'm gonna get Modelos. I'm gonna get two of those. So we shotgun one of them, and then we drink the other one. The last thing I remember was walking into the stadium, and I don't remember anything from there on. Wow. Last thing I remember is waking up in a hospital.
How'd you get there?
took it. Ambulance took me. The ambulance came in and picked me up and took me to the hospital. But I guess what they when I showed up to work the next day as well, like Oscar, fucking champ. I told my dude, what the hell happened? They're like, oh, bro, so we get to the seats and you start going crazy. You start cussing at the ball players. And then the usher comes down and tells you to keep it calm, keep it cool. And you're like, all right, whatever. And then you take off to the bathroom. And that was the last we saw of you. Next thing you know, we go check up on you and you're hunched over. You're throwing up on the urinal. I'm like, oh, for real? Yeah, you just, you're fucking throwing up on the urinal. You have your fucking arm over the wall and you're just full of puke. And then I guess he goes, then we left you there, so we go back to check up on you again. So when we go back and check up on you, you passed out on the floor. And that security guard came and picked you up. They took you to the junk holding where you puked some more. and they were telling me, I remember slightly there when they were like, Chris, either you told us that you're okay to go or we're going to have to call the ambulance. I was like, don't call the ambulance, I'm good. And as soon as I said that, I start throwing up again. And then I pass out. And then next thing you know, I kind of reminisce. I'm in the ambulance, and the ambulance gives me a bucket, and I got to throw up again. And whenever I got to throw up, and when I'm super drunk, I tend to, like, make myself puke. And they're like, dude, what are you doing? No sticking fingers on your throat. And I'm like, shut up. I do this all the time. I threw up again in the ambulance. I passed out. And I wake back up. And Isabel's like right there. And she just looks at me with so much shame. Oh. And I lost my cell phone that night. That's about it, though. But
didn't you try to fight like the ambulance people who went go pick you up?
Yeah, because I didn't want to go in the ambulance. $4,000 worth.
Get out. Oh. How much?
Four G's were half a mile ride, and $100 were them turning on the siren.
That's messed up, bro. They should have called you an Uber, man.
Bro, that was cold blood. And one of my boys, my boy I was drinking the water bottle of tequila, he goes, bro, I was trying to rescue you. I was going to break in there and grab you. We were just going to go. I was like, that would have helped. But you know, he would have been arrested. And we all would have been arrested.
Damn.
It was a bad night. It was a bad night. Damn. Showed up to the, went back to the Giants game the week after.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, that's the next man who's gonna get banned for life.
When did this happen?
For real? Last year. 2 months ago.
Was it last year?
Yeah,
I felt like this year. 2 months
ago. Sounds like a fun night to me.
Yeah. what I remember, it started off good. Didn't end up so well, but that was a regretful night.
Wow. At least you made it.
I left my dignity at the entrance of the AT&T ballpark.
Damn. The urinal. The urinal.
So, Gecko, how's your story?
What's up, Sister Gecko?
Go, Sister Gecko.
Gosh, I don't have a lot, actually. But
lies.
Come on, I'm a married man now, man. The past is forgotten.
Eso no te quita lo borracho.
I'm a father now. You know? I can't have these in the archive and like Xiomara like listen to this like 18 years from now. Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
You want some chives?
Yeah, I don't want her googling this right when she's in 18 years, man. But I got one. I was 19, and they invited us over they invited me to a house party in Fremont. So me being the good friend, I tell Sister Snoop, I got a Snoop, let's go. Sister Snoop. Yeah, I was like, let's go. And he goes, all right, let's go. We jump in my car. The thing is, back in the days when I was 19, I thought I was tough. I thought I was a tough drinker. And Hab and Oscar would probably tell you, I thought I was a tough drinker. If you don't drink what I'm drinking, you're not a man. So I bring a bottle of tequila and I bring a bottle of 151. Yeah, I know. So we show up and I'm like, yeah, look at me. I'm tough. And I'm taking shots of like 151. I'm taking shots of tequila. And I'm at this house party. And honestly, I've only met the guy like twice. And I'm in his backyard. So I'm sitting down by his pool. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, man, I don't feel too good, man. I look at Snoop. I'm like, I don't feel too good, man. And he goes, what do you want me to do?
Typical Snoop.
Yeah, he was like, you want to go to El Taquito later or somewhere? So I start actually throwing up and actually kind of like.
Right there in the backyard?
In the backyard. Oh. Hey, no shame. Head down. Whack. Here it comes.
Sass.
All over the pants. I act on myself. Yeah, it was all bad. And then I don't remember a lot, but I remember them be like, oh no, he's throwing up. And like them like hosing down, like the patio.
Hosing Gecko down.
Hosing me down. Oh, for real. I remember sitting in the chair. It was cold, man.
Yeah. You know, it was a white t-shirt.
Is that the fantasy button you just hit? Is that you fantasizing right now? That's Oscar thinking like, oh, they're holding
white
Gecko down.
Yeah.
That was you turning into a pumpkin.
Oh, at midnight.
Oh, damn.
But, so they hose, and I remember, it was during the winter, it was cold, man. They hose my legs down. I'm sitting in the chair. They hose me down.
Tenía dos ombligos, entonces.
Oh. And then. So then, finally, I'm talking about, this is like 3 o'clock. Like, the owner of the house was kind of like.
3 p.m.?
3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
He's kind of like, so. No, it was 3 a.m. And he's kind of like, so, party's over, guys. And I was like, oh. All right, well, let's go. Here's the kicker to this story. I had a car that was stick shift.
Oh.
And I knew how to drive stick shift. My boy, Sister Snoop, didn't know how to drive sticks. So I gave him the keys. I was like, here you go, Snoop. You can drive. And he goes, I don't know how to drive stick. I was like, bro, it's easy. Just put the clutch in and put it and press the gas and we're gone. So my man spent about, I don't want to say about like 20 minutes, 25 minutes trying to get the car out of first.
Right? Burnout.
So finally, we get rolling, hits it in the second. Once he hits it in the second, he says, I'm not stopping anymore. We ran stop signs.
Wow.
We ran red lights. We ran everything and everything, bro. We hit it into second. Finally, I told him, bro, once you get on the freeway, you're good. Just throw in the fifth. You don't got to move anything. I don't know what he was thinking. We're on 880. We're finally going home. I was living in Hayward. He has it in fifth. He's trying to slow down, and he's trying to throw it in the fourth. Ended up throwing it into second. My car goes wah, 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 and I'm like, bruh. Oh. But wait, it gets better. Remember, while this was happening, this wasn't, there was no Ubers, there was no Lyfts. There was none of that. Literally, he drives me to his house and I go, I gotta go home. And he goes, yeah. So he goes,
see you later.
He goes, all right, well, I'll follow you home then. I don't know why we used to do this. We used to follow each other home when the other guy was drunk. I don't know what good it did.
Because you wanted two DUIs? Instead of one?
No. I guess the plan. Yeah, like two and one. No.
I mean, you could play chicken with the cop.
Yeah, the plan was the sober guy was the one behind the drunk guy. In case the cop showed up, the sober guy starts driving crazy, right? to have the cop pull over the sober guy, and then the drunk guy, get away. It's a distraction. It was a game plan, man.
They were both drunk. And they're like, split up!
They crash.
We both turn right.
Yeah, but hey.
Great plan.
Hey. Hey, again, we're 19. I was drunk. We didn't have much of a plan.
Great plan.
He got me home. Well, I got myself home, and he was right behind me. He didn't even stop. He just like slew down. He saw me park the car. He took off.
Oh, my God. Good one.
Fuck you, Snoop.
That's for Snoop. Yeah. Sister
Shout
Snoop.
Out.
Shout out, Sister Snoop.
Thank you, Henny Badgers. This was fun and enlightening.
Yeah. hey, we knew more than y'all thought.
Yeah,
oh, no, for sure.
They actually were really knowledgeable. For sure. I didn't even know the podcast was going to last this long.
Yeah, I'm glad Chris joined us. Because
yeah, me too. He culture vulture. He knew the most.
Culture vulture.
Culture, baby. We culture. We culture out here.
Where was the Bieber one again?
We don't all. Believers, baby, we got believers.
I was going to say Bieberinos.
Bieberinos.
All right, go ahead.
Well, yeah, thank you guys.
Sports, baby. What's
up? We don't only know sports.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're cultured.
Culture vulture.
Yeah, we culture vultures.
Culture
baby.
Vultures. That's
hashtag that. Culture vultures.
I don't throw that slang out there like that. I don't think it's a good thing to be called a culture vulture.
Oh, I didn't know.
Hey, come on, bro. You can't teach me this stuff and not teach me how to say it.
I told you people just say it. I didn't say it in a good way. I just said people just say it.
Hey, Chris, you're a culture vulture.
You're a culture vulture, foo.
You guys turn around.
Oh, damn. They're
going to
kill me.
You guys are
I'm going to be banned. They're not going to listen to Handy Badgers anymore.
Oh, no.
Hey, but nah, man, this is awesome. Thanks for having us, man.
No,
cool.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you guys. Fun talk.
Go listen to them. What's your podcast name?
Henny Badgers Sport Podcast.
Spell it out because people don't always know.
HENNYBADGERS.
Yeah, and they cover sports, but they also talk about drama that they have. So if you guys
the sports world,
they throw some tea in there.
We throw some tea in there, but we mostly, concentrate Bay Area sports, baseball, basketball, football, fantasy sports. And it's essentially me, Chris, and Hav, man. Me, Sister Chris, and Sister Hav.
Three sisters.
The three sisters,
The three sisters.
But check us out. We're on Twitter, at Henny Badgers, on Instagram as well, at Henny Badgers. We like to go ahead and return the favor and have one of the corkers on our sports podcast one time.
Oh no, they're gonna quiz the sister.
We're gonna quiz y'all now, man.
I plead the fifth.
We're not gonna know anything. I'm
what
sorry.
Does Tony Romo do now?
Who has the biggest butt in baseball?
He makes Corona. Oh.
J-Lo. Hey, she's technically baseball.
By engagement.
Through marriage,
through injection.
It was a lot of fun, man. I had a lot of fun. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed having us as well.
No, we did definitely. A lot. It was good.
It was cool.
It was a good time. So don't forget to listen to them, follow them, and don't forget to follow us as well at Let's Pop the Cork on Instagram. Let's Pop the Cork on Twitter. And if you have any questions for us or anything, suggestions, let's pop the cork podcast at gmail.com.
Yep. And that's it.
Like and subscribe.
Yeah. Share the link.
Slide into the Henny Badger Steam.
Yeah. Slide into the Henny Badger Steam. Hey, Chris.
Thanks. That's for you, Culture Vulture.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a good night, guys.
Hey, we're recording. We're recording.